Yes, Señor Vice.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We would like to now refer to the report from Madam High Commissioner here in this council. We believe that it is of great importance that she points out that the lessons learned in the fight against the pandemic should contribute to a better implementation of the 2030 Agenda and the Paris Climate Agreement. The goal being to ensure transforming change in our societies. El Salvador, with the current administration of President Bukele, has initiated a transcendental change. It is aimed at building a more fair and equitable society. There will be health for all, education at all levels, and there will be a strict adherence to the rule of law and our democratic process. Madam High Commissioner, your concern is in contrast with the legitimate measures adopted in the state of exception or state of emergency. These empower the state, in step with Salvadoran legislation, to ensure the safety of all Salvadorans. This in the face of the criminal organizations. They have been undertaking many crimes and abuses against the human rights of Salvadorans. The consequences of this we have suffered for decades. El Salvador reaffirms that all measures that have been adopted in this state of exception seek to meet the objective of ensuring the right to life and security for our population. This also clarifies that all legislative framework, as well as the actions of public security institutions, are subject to the oversight of the Constitutional Court, of the Supreme Court of Justice, and the protection of constitutional order. I would like to note that the detentions we have undertaken under this legal framework are not arbitrary. Torture is not being committed. We have taken on a firm commitment to the respect and protection of human rights of our entire population in El Salvador. This in the face of the long-standing siege of the criminal organizations. I thank you very much.